of modern Hebrew.
Press down.
Okay.
That should be, okay.
Yeah, modern Hebrew phonology. Okay. The term common denominator is used in mathematics to indicate the least common multiple of the denominators of a set of fractions. In this paper, I'm using the term to refer to the least common or simplest constituent parts chosen from a set of possible linguistic components that were available to early modern Hebrew language speakers. Speakers utilize the least complicated and most commonly used components while disregarding all others. Three important factors played a role in the revival of spoken modern Hebrew about 140 years ago. The first one was the shared common knowledge of classical Hebrew. Hebrew was used in prayers. Hebrew was also used the language of communication between different Jewish communities. The second factor was the linguistic load that early modern Hebrew speakers carried with them as their mother tongues. And the final factor which affected the development of modern Hebrew was the relative size of societal influence of various Jewish communities in Palestine at the turn of the 20th century. Throughout the millennia in the diaspora, individuals in every Jewish community retained knowledge of Hebrew as a result of religious practice. A portion of Hebrew, of the Hebrew Pentateuch with additional chapters from the prophets was recited in the synagogue each week, and each of the five biblical scrolls was read on specific holidays. Jews prayed daily in Hebrew, conducted ritual ceremonies in this holy language, and would systematically study rabbinic literature. Although the same Hebrew texts were commonly recited and studied throughout the Jewish diaspora, each community developed its own phonological tradition of reading the same content. Because different communities spoke various colloquial languages as their mother tongues, the phonological inventory of these languages greatly influenced the way in which Jews read the same traditional Hebrew texts. It is customary to classify the Jewish diaspora communities into the following major groups: Ashkenaz, from Central and Eastern Europe, speakers of Yiddish; Sephard, from the former Ottoman Empire, the descendants of the expelled Jews from Spain and Portugal, they were Judeo-Spanish speakers; Mizrach, from Arab countries, speakers of Judeo-Arabic; and Tayman, from Yemen, speakers of a special variety of Judeo-Arabic. When the Jews began to resettle in Palestine, various Jewish language traditions came into contact with each other. Hebrew was the natural common language of the early settlers, and the Zionist movements endorsed its use. Initial experiments to try and solidify Hebrew as a new national language were first made at the end of the 19th century and into the beginning of the 20th century. By the time the State of Israel was established in 1948, generations of native Hebrew speakers were already living in the country. The Jewish population in Palestine in the second half of the 19th century included inhabitants from various diaspora communities. The Sephardic population was relatively numerous, prestigious, strong, and influential. Ashkenaz communities, especially Hasidic ones, lived adjacent to their Sephardic neighbors, but had little or no political power at this time. The massive waves of immigration from Eastern Europe, which began in the second decade of the 20th century, changed the balance of power between different Jewish communities, and it is at around this time that the pronunciation of modern Hebrew was established. Although the huge migration of Jews from Arab countries to Israel after 1948 once again greatly altered the ethnic demographic balance in the country, the accepted pronunciation of modern Hebrew had already been determined by this time. In the following sections, I will describe the ways in which classical Hebrew was traditionally spoken by various different Jewish communities and show how consequent lowest common denominator pronunciations became the basis for the development of modern Hebrew phonology. The first verse of the Bible is used here to demonstrate some of the phonetic variations used in different Jewish communities. It is given along with the modern Hebrew pronunciation. You see, Hebrew is written from right to left, but you have the transliteration, transcription, and the other, I see that some of the signs didn't come out. I'll start with the vowels. Table 1 represents the pronunciation of the Hebrew vowels according to their signs and as traditionally spoken by Jews in various communities. The phonemes given in parentheses in this table and the next one indicate variations within certain communities. The table gives an oversimplified representation of the actual pronunciations because there were more Ashkenazi and Yemenite variations than are presented here. As had been standard in Sephard and Mizrach communities, modern Hebrew utilizes the five phonemic vowels, E, E, A, and U. The pronunciation of these vowels existed as a common denominator of in all the language traditions and was accepted by all the communities. The esoteric vowels used in some communities marked above in italicized boldface letters were rejected by speech of the modern language. Table 2 represents the Hebrew alphabet with its traditional pronunciation. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet. A diacritic dot inside six of the letters distinguishes between their stop and fricative allophonic status. A right dotted shin is pronounced sh, while a left dotted shin is pronounced s. Of the 22 biblical phonemes, 12 were commonly used throughout all Jewish diaspora communities, and these have come to represent modern Hebrew consonants. As for the other 10 letters, marked in italicized bold letters, most of the consonants that came into everyday use reflect the linguistic lowest common denominator of the early 20th century Jewish communities in Palestine. In the next moments, I will refer to these groups of consonants. Let's start with the pharyngeal consonants. The pharyngeal consonants in Biblical Hebrew were H and A. These were retained in Yemenite and Mizrahi communities. Ashkenaz and Sephardic traditions replaced these consonants with the velar fricative ch and the glottal stop a, which was frequently omitted. Nevertheless, some descendants of immigrants from Arab countries, especially those from Yemen, still use pharyngealized consonants. The glottal consonants. The glottal consonants are e and h. Sephardic speakers didn't utilize the fricative h because this sound does not exist in Spanish or Judeo-Spanish. The glottal stop e was occasionally pronounced. The glottal consonants are frequently omitted in everyday speech today. The emphatic consonants. The emphatic consonants pa, tha, and a were only ever pronounced by Yemenite and Mizrahi communities, both of which were minorities at the time of the language revival. These consonants were pronounced as t, ts, and k in Ashkenazi community, and this became the ones used today. The glide w. The letter wow was pronounced v, is pronounced v in modern Hebrew as was as the tradition in Ashkenaz and Sephardic communities. And the Sperantization rule. As mentioned earlier, six Hebrew letters had stop and fricative allophonic status. B, V, G, R, D, V, K, H, P, F, and T, Th. The rule states that a stop consonant changes into a fricative after a vowel if not geminated. The fricative allophones of D, G, and T are no longer used because they were not in the phonemic inventory of many early modern Hebrew speakers. Only the stop consonants D, G, and T survived. The apparent allophonic status of B, K, and P, namely B, V, K, H, P, F, still exists in modern Hebrew and shows alternations in the verbal system and also in some nouns. However, all allophones became independent phonemes in modern Hebrew for the following reasons. The consonants B, V, P, F, K, H had independent phonemic value in the mother tongues of early modern Hebrew speakers. Two, the historic waw, ch, het, and kof changed into V, H, and K in both Ashkenaz and Sephardi communities. Changes in the environment in which historical sparentization rule applied changed it. Stop consonants can now appear after a vowel, and fricative can occur after a consonant. And loan words contravene biblical conditions. Rhotic, the regarding R, except for the Ashkenazi tradition in which speakers pronounced resh, r, as a uvular r, all other communities pronounced it as an apical consonant, r. It seems that from the second decade of the 20th century, as soon as Ashkenazi communities gained demographic and social dominance in Palestine, their pronunciation of resh overcame all other varieties. And there are new consonants. Modern Hebrew acquired four more consonants due to massive borrowing. J as in jacket, J as in juke, Ch as in ritrach, and with a massive immigration from Arab countries after 1948 and the influence of American English and local Arabic, the consonant W worked its way back into the language, as in walla, whiskey, and other words. Stress. Biblical Hebrew stress was either ultimate or penultimate. You can see the examples here. The Sephardic traditional stress was retained for pronunciation of all words which are originally Hebrew. Many loan words, children game words, slang words, and acronyms and proper names are stressed differently from words which are originally Hebrew. And you can see that Yafa is not the same as Yafa. Rehovot is not the same as Rehovot. I skip consonant clusters for lack of time, but there are different, the conditions are different from the classical language, and I come to gemination. Biblical Hebrew had gemination, as you can see. Since modern Hebrew doesn't have gemination, because Ashkenazi and Sephardi communities did not have it. I come to the discussion. Early speakers of modern Hebrew wanted to transform an ancient language used for liturgy, learning, and written communication between different communities into a living, thriving language that could encompass all aspects of modern life. Although they wanted to revive the classical language with all its traditional phonological distinctions, they were ultimately unable to do so because the linguistic backgrounds of disparate Jewish communities was so diverse. The three factors mentioned in the introduction were all integral to the formation of the modern Hebrew phonological system: the traditional practice of reading the Holy Scriptures, the mother tongue of early modern Hebrew speakers, and the social structure of Jewish communities in Palestine at the time of the language revival. When different language traditions meet, speakers are forced to make compromises. The compromises reached to produce modern Hebrew attest to the fact that simplification determined by the lowest common denominator was a basic principle which outlined the nature of the revived language, phonological elements that were common to most speakers from different countries were incorporated into the language. The Sephardic vowel system was favored because it utilized only a few vowels, all of which were used by other communities anyway. Language-specific vowel pronunciations were not incorporated into the language. The Sephardic traditional stress was also adopted. Since the two dominant communities in Palestine at the time of the language revival, Sephard and Ashkenaz, lacked traditional germination, this didn't become a feature of modern Hebrew. The consonantal system was also adopted as a result of the lowest common denominator. Phonemes that were common to all Jewish traditions were retained in modern Hebrew.
3 minutes.
And sounds specific to certain language traditions didn't enter the language. And thus, emphatic and pharyngeal consonants do not exist in modern Hebrew. Two consonantal features of Ashkenazi Hebrew pronunciation prevailed: the pronunciation of tzadi, tz, as an affricate, and the pronunciation of the uvular r. The mother tongues of the first modern Hebrew speakers had also an impact on the phonemic inventory of the language, as described above. New consonants were introduced into the language due to borrowings, which in turn facilitated consonant clusters and stress patterns which could not have existed in classical Hebrew. Revivers of the language were unable to strictly reinforce the classical phonological system because of the variety of ways in which different Jewish communities traditionally pronounced Hebrew and the diversity of mother tongues spoken by the early modern Hebrew speakers. Several compromises were made in which the lowest common denominator was adopted. Social interaction was necessary, and the phonological system which developed was convenient, simple, and acceptable to the revivers of the ancient language. Contact with other languages and massive borrowings also added to the complexity of modern Hebrew phonological system. Thank you.